A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. A leper came to him and, kneeling, begged him and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand, touched the leper, and said to him, "I do will it, be made clean." The leprosy left him immediately, and he was made clean. Then, warning him sternly, he dismissed him at once. And then he said to him, "See that you tell no one anything, but go show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That'll be proof for them." The man went away and began to publicize the whole matter. He spread the report abroad so that it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. He remained outside in deserted places, and people kept coming to him from everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord. A friend of mine is very seriously ill. She has cancer and has undergone months of treatment. Things got better for a while, but now there's been a downturn, requiring emergency surgery and more weekly treatments. Her story, her battle, is not unique. We probably know people who've gone through similar trials. Maybe we ourselves have. Most likely, they have said something like my friend has said. "I couldn't get through it without my husband, children, and friends, and the ministers from my parish who bring me Eucharist 3 times a week. Maybe that explains her relative calm through this valley of darkness that she's journeying right now. People are amazed at her gentle demeanor. She's a woman of faith, surrounded by the gifts of her life supports, family, friends, parish community. She's well connected. Not a person of power and influence, I don't mean that, but not that kind of connection. She's a person well connected to God, to those she loves, and with those who love and admire her. Her story is in stark contrast to what the lepers in Jesus' time would have experienced, and the lepers of not so long ago in our own age either. I read about a Marian old priest who returned to the United States after 40 years of ministry in Korea. He said in the early years that he was there, he experienced how people treated lepers. They were separated out from the community. They had to live apart by themselves or with other lepers outside the village. People in Jesus' time and people in the time this priest is speaking of, they didn't know much about leprosy. They were afraid of contagion. Any rash, any growing blemish, inflammation, or fungus would have been labeled leprosy, and the victim quarantined. It was like that in Jesus' time. The book of Leviticus called for a similar quarantine, a form of excommunication from family, society, and even religion. Back to Korea. This priest said, once a year the lepers would gather at one end of a ball field behind a rope spread out across the field. And that would keep them on their side of the field. And then on the other side of the field, about 20 or 30 yards away, there'd be another rope stretched out across the field where their friends and family would line up to talk to them. It was a chance for a visit, for the exchange of news, good news, sad news, events of the past year that the lepers didn't know about. There was no privacy. There were personal family exchanges that had to occur in loud voices for all to hear. There were tears and longing for an embrace, a touch from a loved one. Imagine what those lepers experienced outside the Korean village, detached from their people, left alone, or with other lepers. What kind of society would they have had? No joy, nothing to celebrate. The leper who begged Jesus to be made clean would have been burdened in similar ways, separated, sick with a disease that made him abhorrent to his family and community. The loneliness, the despair, it must have been worse than the disease. We know that Jesus was compassionate to human misery, to people heavily burdened who couldn't help themselves. But the narratives in the Gospels about the cures don't always mention Jesus being, quote, moved with pity, or in other words, moved with compassion, as today's narrative does. There are stories of cures. We presume Jesus felt compassion for those he cured, but it's not always spelled out by the Gospel writer. Today, Jesus' compassion is named as the impetus for the leper's cure. Jesus would have known the many layers of pain and misery the man and the other lepers would have felt, how cut off from human contact that leper would have been. People describe situations in which they have felt like lepers these days in our society. A woman said to me in a parish recently that she joined AA because she was tired of being a leper in her family and treated like one. A gay man at a parish I was at told me the same thing. "I'm trying to stay in the church," he said, "but it's hard. At times, I feel like a leper." Jesus did the unthinkable. He reached out and touched the man, and also spoke healing words. "I do will it, be made clean." I wonder, when was the last time anyone touched that man? As a result of touching the man, in a way, Jesus became a leper himself, because when the word spread about what he had done, it said that Jesus couldn't enter a town openly, so he remained outside in deserted places, Mark tells us. He was like a leper outside the community. The man is cured immediately, and Jesus sends him on his way to have his cure verified by the priests, which is what the book of Leviticus ordered. Once his cure was officially proclaimed, he would be able to return to his family, his community, and the practice of his faith. It isn't very difficult, is it, in the light of the situation lepers went through? It's not very difficult to picture the joyous, celebratory, exalted scene that would have happened when he was reunited as a whole person with his families and friends. You can almost see the jumping up and down, the tears and the laughter. He was a dead person. Now he was back, fully cured, a full member of society again, and family. And when he returned to worship for the first time in his synagogue, it's not hard to imagine the first prayer that would have risen from his heart to his lips. "Thank you, God, for sending Jesus to me, for doing what I couldn't do for myself, making me a new person." It's not unlike the prayer each of us might pray after we've been forgiven our sins. Because isn't sin another kind of leprosy? It isolates us. We cut ourselves off from our community. Isn't sin a contagion of its own, spreading an uncleanness to those around us who are under our influence, like our children at home? A leprosy, sin is, disfiguring the divine image in us. At this Eucharist, we began by asking for forgiveness for ourselves, for our church, our world. And we've heard with ears of faith the healing and forgiving words that assured us of Jesus' compassion, saying to us today what he said to the leper, "I do will it, be made clean." And if that weren't enough, Jesus reaches out to touch us as we receive Eucharist today, once again nourished, made whole. Our ties to our faith community are strengthened by the words and the touch of Jesus at this Eucharist. There's an exit sign, I'm sure, in the back of church, indicating we will soon be returning to the world, called to do what the leper Jesus cured did. Mark tells us he publicized the whole matter. We can do that too. Look around. Whom have we or society moved to the margins, treated like lepers? How can we reach out to touch them, the untouchables?